Police in Utah are increasing efforts to deal with the growing number of parole violators committing violent crimes in Salt Lake County. In the meantime, the Department of Corrections has accepted the resignations of two Division of Adult Probation and Parole officials. KUER's Winnie Evans reports.
A number of offenders have walked away from the Salt Lake City Halfway House Fortitude Treatment Center, including Corey Lee Henderson, who shot and killed Unified Police Officer Doug Barney last month. Unified Police Lieutenant Lex Bell says there are about 250 fugitives in the Salt Lake Valley, and the system is overwhelmed.
I think what's happened recently is there's just a trend of violent offenders who, it seems, probably should not be given the options to go to some of these programs where they're allowed to walk out.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert told reporters at his monthly televised news conference on KUED Channel 7 there have been breakdowns in efforts to protect the public. He's calling for a review of the Department of Corrections, the parole board, the court system, and local law enforcement to crack down on the problem.
If we find individual employees who have been derelict in their sworn duty, they will face discipline up to and including termination.
Unified Police announced Wednesday the formation of a task force to track down offenders, and the Utah Department of Corrections announced Thursday Executive Director Roland Cook has accepted the resignations of Jerry Miller Fox and Wendy Horlacher, both officials with the Division of Adult Probation and Parole. The department is also reviewing the placement of residents currently in community correctional centers and has placed a hold on all new probation or parole violator placements at those centers. Whitney Evans, KUER News.